deep down in the basement of his mom's house. In a nondescript location, somewhere in Hicktown, USA, comes Rave from the Man Cave. Here is your host, Greg Walden.
Well, hello there, everybody. If the internet didn't give enough reasons for everybody to go out and kill themselves, you know, with the cinnamon challenge and other challenge, there's another internet challenge out there yet again that is threatening to do bad things to people who don't understand what the challenge can do to them. Enter the salt challenge. Yes. The story from Parentology.com states, it seems people just can't get enough of viral challenges on TikTok. Within the last couple of months, the internet has seen people chugging food coloring, creating fires from electrical outlets, and tripping friends as a prank. While some challenges are a lighthearted means to garner more views on social media, others put participants' safety and health at risk. One that falls into the latter category is TikTok's Salt Challenge, and doctors are warning it's a serious health hazard. In the challenge, people pour an excessive amount of salt in their mouths. This isn't just a few shakes of the salt shaker. People are getting salt containers and guzzling as much of its contents as they can. Young teens and adults alike are taking part in making the salt challenge go viral. Many users record themselves dumping salt into their mouths only to spit it out immediately. However, there's still an extremely high level of sodium entering the body. It goes on to say, for short-term effects, a sudden spike in sodium levels can lead to dehydration, confusion, nausea, and vomiting. For higher levels of sodium in extreme cases, people can suffer from seizures or enter a comatose state.
Also, the coronavirus. It seems like people are buying out all the toilet paper in the stores because of the coronavirus. Now, I don't understand this. I mean, I can understand, you know, getting hand sanitizer and all that and Lysol wipes and other stuff, but toilet paper, for crying out loud, really? Toilet paper? I have yet to see a scientific study that proves that toilet paper can prevent the transmission of coronavirus. Yet here we are in today's America, where people lose their crap over the stupidest things. Internet challenges, everybody fighting over toilet paper because of a virus. I mean, people are just losing their ever-loving minds. Just, I mean, oh, goodness gracious, man. That makes you want to go crawl in a cave and be a hermit, doesn't it? Anyways, jokes aside. Folks, toilet paper does not prevent coronavirus transmission. I don't know if they intend to put the toilet paper over their face as a mask or what they intend to do with it, but even if you catch a virus, any virus that causes diarrhea, you're not going to want to use a bunch of toilet paper, folks. I mean, not to be TMI, but after a few times of going to the bathroom, you're going to have a sore hiney. Trust me, it's not something you want to be constantly using. So if you're going to go freak out and buy anything because you're scared you're going to be Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber on the toilet, you might want to get those aloe wet wipe flushable things. Those actually work a lot better than toilet paper if you're going to be stuck on the toilet for any extended period of time because you contracted a virus. From a trailer on the banks of the White River, nestled in the remote woods of northern Arkansas, everyone give a warm welcome to Hillbilly Bob, the redneck history mechanic. Yay! Well, good morning, Bob. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine, Greg. Thank you very much. Speaking of toilet paper, we don't have any toilet paper at the Walmart here down in Arkansas. It seems everybody here is all freaked out about the coronavirus, too.
Oh, my Bob, how are you handling it?
With a bunch of leaves out there by the log.
Well, you better be careful, because once all the toilet paper is gone, people will be going around stealing leaves.
I never thought we'd get to a place in our country's history where we would have to worry about if we could find toilet paper at the store or not.
But look on the bright side, Bob. At least you can still find Cocoa Puffs at the store.
And you know, you're supposed to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but nobody's going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They're going cuckoo for toilet paper.
And you know the media will be blaming Trump for the shortage of toilet paper. You know that, don't you?
I thought the media was going to be too busy worrying about the Biden and Bernie Sanders dispute. That's going to be a huge hootin' daddy to watch right there.
Yeah, I do give you that, Bob. It's going to be an awesome show of And I guess it was reported yesterday that Bernie Sanders is ticked off at the Democrat Party because all these candidates dropped out right before Super Tuesday. Kind of ironic, isn't it? And pretty much all of them supported Biden. So, yeah, Bernie Sanders is feeling the burn as the Democrat Party is going to do to him this year like they did in 2016. They're going to hose him out of the nomination.
Kind of makes you wonder there, doesn't it, Greg?
Well, Bob, here's the big irony in this situation. You see, Bernie Sanders is a devout communist. Let's get that straight up front, out in the open. Bernie Sanders is a communist. He supports and praises communist regimes around the world. Now, he was on the news a day or so ago complaining about the Democrat Party and how they're kind of hosing him out of the nomination because all these candidates dropped out before Super Tuesday and then they start throwing their support behind Biden. Okay? Oh, it's a kind of a repeat what happened in 2016 where Bernie Sanders, by all means, should have been the candidate in 2016, but they got to the superdelegates and they all pretty much said, Hillary, 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 and then Hillary became the nominee and Bernie Sanders got hosed. And it's going to be on repeat to happen this year. So, kind of ironic that a communist, a devout communist, complains about a party that selects their candidate by a communist means. I mean, think about it. The superdelegates are only native to the Democrat Party. The Republican Party doesn't have superdelegates. The Republican Party pretty much is the voters select who the Republican candidate's going to be. Whereas the Democrat Party, yeah, you go vote for, you can go to the voting booth and vote for your whoever you want to be the Democrat nominee and say, and by that means, Bernie Sanders should be pretty much running the roost. And he should have run the roost in 2016, but the Democrat Party has set up their nomination process in such a way that it really isn't the voters that get to select who the Democrat candidate is, it's the party. The Democrat Party, the establishment, picks who the nominee is. And that's set, they set up for a reason. Because the Democrat Party wants to be able to control who their nominee is. So that's why Bernie Sanders is going to get hosed again this year. Now, it isn't because that the Democrat Party doesn't agree with Bernie Sanders' ideology. In fact, Bernie Sanders' ideology is pretty much spot on what the Democrat Party ideology is. The problem is the Democrat Party doesn't want the people to know that that's their ideology because they'll never win an election. You see, the Democrat Party has to play in the shadows. They have to pretend to be constitutional when in fact they have more in common with Stalin and Lenin than they ever did with George Washington. That's why you'll never see Bernie Sanders as a Democrat candidate until if they ever get their way and have the country so far left, then they'll put a Bernie Sanders or somebody up like him. But right now, with the political situation in Washington right now, they won't put up Bernie Sanders. Biden may forget half his. I mean, Biden's losing his marbles, guys. Biden is losing his marbles. I mean, a couple of days ago, he practically endorsed Trump, man. He was like, everybody, what? Yeah, Biden's, he's a gaffe machine. But he's an establishment guy. So they're going to pick a senile, borderline dementia establishment candidate before they'll ever pick a Bernie Sanders.
I wonder if Bernie Sanders is related to Colonel Sanders.
Well, there is a similarity. Both will cook your chicken.
Speaking of chicken, I better go because the wife is cooking chicken right now. And, yeah, but it's going to be good. Pray for me, will you? Last time I ate her cooking, I was sick for about 3 days.
Will do, Bob. Have a good day, buddy.
Bye.
Did you hear that in Excelsior Springs, someone actually ripped off the hand sanitizer pump in the bathroom? Come on, folks. Is this like post-apocalypse Mad Max? The people are just losing their ever-loving mind. I mean, this is how easy the media can manipulate people. You know what? The coronavirus doesn't scare me, folks. Coronavirus doesn't scare me. The sheer stupidity of people scare me. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be... I mean, I understand this is a serious situation with the virus, but people, golly, turn the TV off. Turn it off, man. Quit letting the TV think for you. Common sense disease prevention, guys. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Dude, how many times do we got to repeat this stuff, man? I mean, the swine flu a couple years ago was more deadlier than this coronavirus. And yet, we didn't have this much panic, guys. People panicked over Y2K 20 years ago. I mean, we have stories of people selling everything they have, going out to live out in the boonies, and nothing happened. Even though the media for months before then says the world was going to end, the sky's falling. Okay, guys, turn the TV off. Because all the media is doing is hyping up the frenzy. It's like throwing blood in the ocean and all the sharks going crazy. Turn the TV off. This is a rant, folks. You have got to be smarter than the TV set. Okay? The TV is supposed to be watched by you, not you being watched by the TV. Some of you folks need to turn the TV off and go read a book. Hopefully not the newspaper. But anyways, yes, it's crazy. I've seen a lady hauling out 5 gallons of milk last night at Walmart. Saw some dude crawling inside the shelf on the second aisle. I mean, he's like crawled up, laying down in that bad boy, trying to get the last 12-pack of water. But anyways, guys, I'm about to go to Walmart. Yes, pray for me. It's going to take a lot of prayer because, man, sometimes my mouth can't shut up. Because I'll be walking around there singing the I'm Out of Toilet Paper song in front of everybody hoarding the toilet paper. I'm like, come on, folks. I can't even remember what the toilet paper running out of toilet paper song is. I'm going to Walmart. I ran out of TP. Oh, no, I better go buy everything I can see. Because there's a virus trying to get me. But I'll be safe if I have all the TP. All right, guys. Y'all have a great day. Hopefully we'll get this crazy hysteria thing over with. And I'm actually praying that God will intervene and this coronavirus thing will fizzle out like a dud on 4th of July, man. All right, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.